Okay, normally we speak about the Parsha, but I figured since this week is Yom Kippur, try to speak a little bit about Yom Kippur. And then I would like to introduce something new into Eishet Torah, which will start tomorrow. And Be'ezras Hashem will help us succeed in great ways. The Pasuk says in Parshas Achrimos, when speaking about Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, b'vo'o l'chaper b'kodesh atzeso. That when the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he was inside the Holy of Holies, no one else was allowed in there. He had to be there alone. He was performing the very special Ketores service. Everyone should try to learn a little bit about it before Yom Kippur. It was very complicated, and he was allowed in there, and no one else was allowed in there at that time. The Pasuk is obviously talking about in the Mishkan. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, and Daf Mem Dalet, that that applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well. In the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one else was allowed in there. He had to be in there solo. The Gemara even says that that applies outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in an area called the Kodesh, when the Kohen Gadol was performing the service with the sprinkling of the blood of the par and the Seir Chatas. Also, no Kohen was allowed to be in there as well. And there are different halachas, even Midrabanan, people aren't allowed to be in the Azara at that time. Different things. But at least in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one was allowed to be in there when the Kohen Gadol was in there. And the Tosus Yeshanim, one of the Rishonim on the bottom of the page in Maseches Yuma, and Daf Yutes and Daf Lamites, easy to remember, 19 and 39, both have nines. So over there, the Tosus Yeshanim quotes a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says something very fascinating, and it says that even a malach, even an angel, was not allowed to be inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol was in there on Yom Kippur performing the Ketores. Only the Kohen Gadol, solo. Even an angel is not allowed in there. And it sounds pretty strange, because the angels are our friends, you know? We daven, the angels help bring up our tefillos to Hashem, so maybe we would have thought that on Yom Kippur, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, performing the most important service of the entire day, so yeah, get a little help in there. Let those angels come in there to help us out, right? But no. There specifically, there's a halacha. No one, the angels, has to be empty, everyone out. Now what's that about? Why can't they be in there? So I'll bring you to another area of halacha, which is a little more practical for us, even if, at least for me, even if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt today. So I can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, as I'm not a Kohen Gadol, I'm not a Kohen either. But there's a halacha that applies every single week. What's that? I've said this over a few times at our very, very special, spectacular In Shabbosim, and that is that on Friday night, when we sing the beautiful song of Shalom Aleichem, so there are four different stanzas. The first one, Shalom Aleichem, we say hello to the angels. Bo'achem l'shalom, we welcome them in. Barchuni l'shalom, we ask them to bless us. And the fourth one is Teischem l'shalom, lehitraot, goodbye. And the question is, why are we saying goodbye? We just invited the angels into our meal. So beautiful to have them here. Why are we asking them to leave? And for that reason, the Shari Tshuva, which is found on the page of the Mishnah Berurah, found on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Samach Beis 262.2, it says that there were some people, some halachic authorities, that told you to omit that fourth stanza because it doesn't really make any sense. Here you just ask them to come in, even ask them to give you a bracha, and then you chuck them out. That doesn't make any sense. So there were those who omitted it. The same thing, the Stipler Gaon. It's brought down in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu in the first Chelek. In Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Lamed, it says over there that the Stipler would not say Tzeischem L'Shalom because of this reason, that it doesn't make sense, that here you just invited them in, now you're kicking them out. Okay, but we say it. So the question is, why do we say it? So Rav Pinkus, in a Sefer Shabbos Malkasa, if you want to take a look, it's on page 29, very, very chush of a Sefer, whoever wants to get inspired about Shabbos and learn about Shabbos, connect to Shabbos, that's the go-to Sefer, Shabbos Malkasa from Rav Pinkus. So he quotes from the Svarim, doesn't tell you who it is, But I did find that Rav Tzedakah Cohen from Lublin in Pri Tzadik, in Parshas Noach at the end of Sif Katan Zion, he says as follows. He says, because the meal that we have on Shabbos night has the potential for us to connect to Hashem in very, very high levels. And he says, Rav Tzedek says, just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, while the Kohen Gadol is performing the Ketorah service, no one was allowed in there, even the angels, because it's an intimate time. It's a special time for just us humans, represented by the Kohen Gadol, and Hashem to be able to connect. In Sefer Malachim in the Navi, it even calls it, the Cheder HaMitos. It's like the bedroom. Inside the Kodesh HaKadashim, you had the Kruvim, that one represented male, female. They embraced each other. This is like the Jews, Hashem, connecting. This is a very, very intimate, special, holy place. You can't have another person in there. You can't have the angels in there. Just me, man, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Tzaddik says the same exact thing is at the Friday night meal. The Shabbos meal has the potential for connecting to Hashem in a very, very, very deep, real way. And therefore, thanks for coming in. Thanks for escorting me home. Thanks for giving me a bracha, angels. But now you got to leave. Because now it's just me and Hashem at my Shabbos meal. So the reason that the angels were not allowed in the room on Yom Kippur is because of the great chibur, the great connection that we were able to have with Hashem. In order for us to be able to connect to Hashem in the greatest of levels, it has to just be us and Him. No one else. No distractions, no one looking on, even if they're quiet. I don't think the angels are going to make too much noise. They can't be there. I need a perfect focus of me and Hashem and me connecting with Hashem. Rav Yerucham, the Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he said a very very interesting statement. He was one of the great Musar giants. And he said as follows. He said, we know that the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the author of Mesilas Yesharim, Derech Hashem, Das Tfunos, Maimar Chachma, many other Sfarim, was a Kabbalist. A big Kabbalist. And almost all of his Sfarim are all Kabbalah. So the way I always understood it was, yes, all these other Sfarim that I don't read are Kabbalistic. Mesilas Yesharim, translated by Art Scroll, that's the regular Sefer for us. Every good Jewish boy and girl is supposed to read it. Path of the Just, that's it. That's not Kabbalah. But he said no. He said that, and I guess he knew, that all of the other Sfarim that the Ramchal wrote, were all in Kabbalah, all of it can be found inside the Mesilas Yesharim. It's all in there. It was just written in a way that is much more tangible, much more accessible to the layman. That was the greatness of the Mesilas Yesharim. It's known that the Vilna Gaon said that he would walk who knows how far to be able to hear one word from the Ramchal in his Mesilas Yesharim. That every little thing in there, there's so much going on, even though for us it seems like, yeah, you can just read in English. There's a lot in there. It's heavy. We don't appreciate that because Ramchal didn't want us to. He wanted to put it in a much more tangible way. But all of the Kabbalah is all in there. And Rav Yerucham added as follows. He said, in fact, there's something called the Maisa Merkava. What's the Maisa Merkava? It's spoken about in Yecheskel. That's the woo-woo stuff that none of us touch. It's the deep, deep, deep secrets that you have to be on a very, very, very high level to go ahead and study. The Tanayim, the Amorayim, they were learning that stuff. We don't get anywhere close. I can't even tell you what it is. It's high, 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 high stuff. And Rav Yerucham said that our studying of Musar, how to be a good person, and not to get angry, and not to be jealous, and not to go after anger, of kavod, of honor, not to run after money, etc., 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 etc. That's the revealed studying of the Maisa Merkava. Which means that when we are studying basic character development, We are really studying the secret stuff, we just don't realize. Our studying of Musar, refining our character traits, is much, much, much deeper. We're connecting to Hashem in a much more significant way than we think. Yeah, we're just learning, okay, a couple tools about how not to get angry. Nice. No. When we're doing that, we're trying to refine ourselves to become better people, to become holier people, to become more righteous. We are tapping into knowledge that is the revealed knowledge of the knowledge that we can't really access, the much deeper knowledge of the Maisa Merkava. Very interesting thing. It puts a whole new twist on all of our studying of Musar. That when we're sitting down and we're opening up a sefer, we're sitting in the Spanish and we're learning Musar, we should realize we're like, in a sense, we dream about those people that are sitting on some mountaintop over there and like connecting to Hashem. Like, we're doing that. We're just, it seems very practical because that is the way that that wisdom was packaged for us to be able to go ahead and grow. And therefore, as we study Musar, which is probably one of the most important things that anyone could do, because in order to be a successful husband, to be a successful father, to be successful in business, to be successful in our community, if we don't refine our character traits, we're finished. We're finished. We can know the halacha, we know you're supposed to do this, supposed to do that, but, you know, put a little bit of this in there, a little bit of honor in there, a little bit of jealousy in there, it ruins everyone. The best of the best have fallen super hard when they don't study Musar. And that never stops. It's not just now between the 6 to 6:30 slot in Isha Torah. This is for the rest of your life. A person always has to go ahead and be studying Musar. If he's not studying Musar, if he's not trying to make himself better, he's finished. Someone once went to Yisrael Salanter. He said, I only have a half an hour a day to learn something. What should I learn? Chumash, Gemara, Halacha. And he said, you should learn Musar. Okay, and the guy walked away. So then the Rasul Salanter's student said to him, he said, what? The Musar, the guy doesn't know how to keep Shabbos, he doesn't know how to put on his tefillin, he doesn't know basic halacha for sure. If he only had a half an hour, he should learn how to do the basic things. He said, no, you don't understand. If he said that he only had a half an hour in his day free, if he would learn Musar, he'd realize that he's a lot more than a half an hour free to go ahead and learn everything else. So Musar is that thing that's keeping us in check, making sure that we're not edgy with other people, that we're not doing things that we shouldn't be doing, and then all of a sudden, every single thing else that we are doing, it overflows to everything else, that everything else is in a much more kadosh and tahor way. And we have to remember that as we are studying Musar, we, at that moment, are connecting to Hashem, the Maisa Merkava, like the highest of the high, the connecting of the highest level. Maybe we could even say like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what was the Kohen Gadol doing? He was doing the Avoda. He was working. He was doing the service. When we're breaking our bad character traits, when we're working on our Midos, that is Avoda. It's not easy, right? That is our Avoda. We're servicing Hashem because we want to become better. So we're trying and we're working and working and working. So at that moment, it's almost like when the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one could be there. We have to be in a zone. Therefore, I'd like to introduce a new idea. It was an idea of one of the Rebbeim. And that is to create a space in Eish HaTorah, which will be called the Beis HaMusar. It will be a room of Musar. Where will it be? I think it's going to be right there, in the women's section, the Ezra Snashim up there. Which, during the break times, 2 o'clock till 3 or to 4, at night, during the break, after night seder, meaning not during the morning, afternoon, night seder, during those times, we're going to have no angels are allowed in there. We'll put up a sign. No angels allowed to enter. But also, if we're not going to let the angels in there, also no phones are going to be allowed in there. Meaning, it's not just that our phones are going to be off or on vibrate in our pockets. The second someone walks in, there'll be a box on the side that you put your phone in there. And the only thing you're allowed to do in that room during that time is learn Musar. We will have English books on a proper shelf that is set to find Musar Sfarim. We will have Hebrew Musar Sfarim that are there. And that's what will happen. Over the course of the week, we will be posting signs of different Rebbeim who will be coming in and giving Musar Vadim. It will be Musar topics. We'll post what the topics will be, you know, on Sunday this, Monday this, Tuesday that. Sometimes it will be the history of the Musar movement, which is a whole world of history, which is so important to understand who was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the Alter from Novadok, who was the Alter from Kelm, who was the Alter from Slobodka, and what did they teach and what did they write, really to try to bring us in to all of these great giants that put all these Sfarim together, that help us work on ourselves. And every person that will go in there for a half an hour and clock in, at the end of a month, based on the X amount of hours that are clocked in, there'll be certain miftzayim, certain prizes that people could get, whether it's a set of Sfarim or something else that's related to this idea of Musar. Okay? So that's what's going to happen. We're going to inaugurate this Erev Yom Kippur, tomorrow. What better day to start this? Then we went through an Elul, a powerful Elul. We're thinking now how we're going to take this into the future. So we'll kick it off tomorrow. There's only one more day left to the Zman. But we'll kick it off tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Though there's some Talmidim are going to be on a trip tomorrow during that time. So they'll kick it off. They'll inaugurate. They'll infuse the Kedusha at night. Sometimes, by the way, there'll be students giving these Musar Vads and the like up there. We'll try to help you, we'll try to coach you on, we'll try to be able to make this as successful as possible. And then after tomorrow, it'll kick off full swing, Yemir Tashem, in the beginning of next Zman, in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, right after Sukkot, with all the details of this. But the idea is that we should be able to have a room that is like a Kodesh HaKadoshim, where Holy of Holies, where nothing is in there, just us, doing our avodah, doing our service, focusing, no distractions, being able to grow, tapping into those deep secrets that is reflected and revealed in the simple ways of the Musar greats. And then Be'ezus Hashem, through having that space, I have a feeling that's gonna mashpia, it's gonna influence the whole yeshiva as a whole, the dorms, the Beis Medrash, the dining room, everything. But hopefully with that spot, and with all the great things that are going to be happening in that spot, we'll all be zocha to connect to Hashem in the greatest way possible. Shavua tov.